Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 24, the last chapter of the book. And at this point, David approaches Araunah to buy the threshing floor to be as an altar for David. And Araunah generously offers all of it for free, land and oxen and wood, everything that David would need. But David refuses. And he says, I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God that cost me nothing. So David understood something that many of us today we miss. Worship without sacrifice is hollow. Real worship requires something costly. It mirrors the costly mercy that we have received. Worship that doesn't cost me something, well, it can oftentimes not be worship. It's just self-congratulation. So David's purchase and offering were tangible acts that said, God, you are worth everything to me. Today, the cost might look different. Forgiving someone who hurt you. Giving generously even when it pinches. Surrendering a dream. Obeying when it hurts. Each costly act says to God, you are worth it. And the threshing floor becomes a sacred space, even as it did in 2 Samuel 24, because Solomon would later build the temple there. The small cost that David paid points forward to the infinite cost that is paid. That's Christ giving his life for ours. Here's a couple of ways that you can pray about this very word. Jesus, teach me to give you my best and not my leftovers. Show me today what costly obedience looks like. And fill me with gratitude that counts no sacrifice too great in light of your cross. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Pray for Oscar Guyton and his family, our national change makers in Nicaragua. And also pray for the Daruma LifeWord broadcast that's been designed specifically for the people of Kenya.